Hello, and welcome into episode 151 of Girls Beer Sports, a conversation with girls about beer and sports and whatever else, because it's our show and we do what we want. I'm Carrie. As always, I'm joined by Lauren.
Hello.
And we don't have a guest today, and technically we weren't supposed to have a phone call, but circumstances and things
life happens.
That's exactly right. And Lee is with us today, but she is joining us via phone.
Yeah.
I'm just across town. It's totally fine.
You
I'm
are.
Still here.
Well, Lee, hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So nice having you on the podcast.
I'm really excited that you were able to be on with us today.
Yeah.
You know, the lovely weather we're having that causes my head to almost explode, so it's super great.
Well, and you thought you had something that you don't have. Well, I'm not going to say what it is because HIPAA.
No.
but we just wanted to be better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably not contagious, but you know.
No.
None of us really.
Confirmation from the doctor, I'm not contagious. It's just the possibility of, you know, be unable to drive things after I have alcoholic.
Yeah.
Beverages,
plus, so. it's a miserable day. Don't and you're not feeling well. Don't get out. It's
no.
Better to do it this way.
It Absolutely. Is. It's miserable, but I'm still taking this over snow.
That's true. At least it's not cold.
Nope.
But nope. It is very.
This is what I said. Yeah. I need my seasons because this weather is making me absolutely horrifically sick. Like my head and my sinuses are done for. I need the cold.
Well, I'm very sorry, but I was really I really enjoyed my 70-degree days last week.
Yeah, it was a nice break.
Found out that allergy sufferers are going to have super fun because it's not gotten cold enough to kill off any of the old pollen from last year. So all the pollen is still kind of around and dormant and will be back with a vengeance this year is what they're saying.
So, double pollen.
Good times.
It's going to be fun.
Look forward to that. My voice will be even croakier.
I've
abused it today by taking very long phone calls to yell at people on the phone, which we'll get to.
Yes. Yeah,
I think
to that. I guess that is a good story. That definitely is. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. So it's raining and it's been raining for like the last 2 days, right? And if you drive in Lexington in the rain when it gets dark out, you're taking your life. I don't care. You're taking your life in your own hands. I can't even with some of these roads around here.
No,
it's impossible to see the lines. And I have poor night vision. The lines are almost imperceptible at night and in the rain.
They are. It's just like a giant. It becomes a 4-lane road becomes a giant 1-lane luxury cruise.
Yeah.
It's just
shiny, sparkly. It's very pretty, but yeah, it's just shiny sparkliness on the pavement and like cars doing whatever they want.
There's like no reflectors. There's no reflectors. Like it's
they can splurge for those.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So you know, I'm gonna be interested to see what happens when I leave here.
Yeah,
because it probably will be dark.
Drive safe.
Yes, I always do. We always do. All right. I have to say a big thanks to Rain for coming on the show last week. That was he really does some cool stuff.
Yeah. Those
are
really awesome.
Absolutely.
Videos.
Yeah. So, you know, he's sports bars. He does video highlight videos with his own music. You know, you can check him out on Instagram and YouTube. His Super Bowl video is out now and it's really pretty cool. So definitely go check that out. And you can follow him on Twitter at H-Town Emperor. So definitely go check out his videos. And I'm sure he's going to be doing more things coming up with college basketball season and maybe baseball. I'd be interested. That's how you could get me to watch baseball.
That'd be fun if
Rain did some baseball videos. I would totally be like, okay, I can do this.
He totally should.
Cool. I think he absolutely should.
There you go. You'd get the highlights of the game of what actually happened, and there you go.
And some good music.
And some good music. Can I get a story about what went on? You know, from him and his music or whatever. And So Rain, if you're listening, do the baseball, man. Do it.
Yeah. Do See it. If you can make Carrie a fan.
Absolutely. I doubt it, but
converter.
I'll try. I'll be a fan of his video, not necessarily baseball. So, there you go. All right. So Lauren and I are drinking.
Yeah.
Lee, now you drink alcohol, right?
Of course.
Always gotta check with our guests.
That's exactly right.
I know.
I have to check now.
I do not shy away from the alcohol.
Well, that's good because neither do we.
Yeah.
And we aren't today either.
We ain't trying.
That's exactly right. So, Lee, yeah. you are actually drinking something today.
I am because I'm trying to clear my head with, you know, clear liquids and everything else. And I thought, you know, maybe a hot toddy would definitely help. So I've got some, it's a white tangerine and regular packet of Lipton tea. So I mix them both. And then I put a little Captain Morgan rum and some honey.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
It's going to get, that sounds like a pleasant beverage. If you hear me get up, I'm probably going to get some more because I don't know how I mixed this, but it's mixed very well today.
Get a little throat coat going on.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And then
take the edge off a little bit.
How much rum are you putting in there since you're not driving anywhere?
Can I plead the fifth? I'm home and I'm not driving. I guess I could say probably I've got a small Tervis and I've got a Kentucky mug. It probably went up to the E.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're going to be feeling good by the end of this hour.
I mixed it with the honey, so I can't really tell how much is in here.
Oh, God. This could be really fun. Now I wish you were here.
Yeah, really.
In person.
I
right?
I really wasn't going to get home and Laura was going to have an extra guest.
That's true.
Yeah, they have room.
Yeah. Sure. You can bunk with Juno, the dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll just pop you in front of the fireplace and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. You'd have to fight the cat for that spot, but you know.
I know.
So, Lauren, you've got a beverage on the table
I
that
do
I'm
have
looking at.
Beverages. I've got the Breckenridge Brewery's Vanilla Porter today. This is a roasted malts with notes of vanilla. So, yeah, I was wanting something, you know, kind of standard and simple because I've had a complicated day. So.
You have had a complicated day.
I really complicated day.
You have. All right, so we are drinking a Sharon beer today, and this is from New Belgium, and you know, New Belgium likes all kinds of fine beer type products.
Yeah.
Fat Tire, for one, is kind of their flagship. Mm-hmm. That's a good drinker. But this is their Oak Spire Bourbon Barrel Ale. And it's a collaboration with Knob Creek, which makes a very fine product.
Nice.
Right? It does. I highly recommend the Knob Creek Rye. And in fact, the Bourbon and Bad Opinions folks did review the Knob Creek Rye. I can't remember what show that was, but
probably was good in that case.
It actually, yeah. So, but that Knob Creek Rye is really good. But I just can't remember what show it was. Just go back and listen to all the shows and you'll find it. Right.
It's a good podcast.
It is a
listen
good podcast.
Up, y'all.
So this is a special release from Two Craft Pioneers, and it has supposed to have smooth notes of toffee, vanilla, and caramel, and it's 9%. So it's actually not too high for a bourbon barrel aged.
No,
beer.
That's nice. It's a drinkable bourbon barrel. So
yes,
let's see if the flavor holds.
See
up
if the
to
flavor
it.
Holds up. Yeah, that can be iffy on these things. It can be too boozy or
not
boozy
enough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Yep.
all right. So the other beer that I am drinking, my personal beverage choice today, is from Narragansett, the people who brought you the lobster beer, which I've had, which I really enjoyed. And that's a summer drinker.
A delightful beer.
Right. So they've got what I would call a winter drinker.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout. And apparently Autocrat is a coffee that is up in that area. So Autocrat Coffee got its name throughout the 1900s. Gansett and Autocrat were the beverage of choice in New England. We present here our collaborative coffee milk stout, a flavorful and smooth dark ale that pays homage to our shared heritage while celebrating the art of craft brewing. And this is my favorite sentence on the whole entire can. Mm. A swallow will tell you.
Stop.
Yes, a swallow will tell you.
Well, there's nothing you can say.
I know,
that.
Right? Lee, you got nothing?
No. Not at all.
And we're all stunned silence.
Alrighty then. Okay, so I actually have to talk about another beverage that is I'm so excited about.
Ooh,
and I have
what is it?
I've never been this excited about a non-alcoholic beverage. Like ever. I like truly, I cannot tell you this. So
I really don't find this hard to believe, but
No,
it's not Zima.
No, it's not Zima. God, no, it's not Zima. We did that already. We did the Zima game. No, we're done with the Zima. So I'm sitting in my house at the fort, and I'm on my phone, of course, and I'm on Facebook, and one of my friends from high school tagged me in a post, and it was a post for Clearly Canadian. And I clicked on the link, and I go to the website, and it says that I can order Clearly Canadian by the case.
Oh my gosh.
So I ordered two cases of Mountain Blackberry GTFO. So then I look, they have a store locator. They are selling Clearly Canadian at the Meijer in Hamburg, and I went and bought 8 bottles.
Oh, you're kidding me. What flavors did they have?
They had all. But all?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like Mountain Blackberry only.
See, I like the peach, I like the strawberry.
So this is a beverage that I have been looking for 30 years because they stopped making it. So when I was in high school, what we would do, because we were bored and we had nothing else to do, is on a Friday, it's usually Friday night, and I had the car. So I'll get in my car and go to UDF and get some Clearly Canadian and then drive around for a little while and then go to somebody's house and play euchre. Nice. And that was kind of a typical Friday night.
That sounds pretty nice.
But like, there's so many memories for me associated with this beverage, and I've missed it so much. And I just want to say that I was on the fizzy water train before drinking fizzy water was cool. So all y'all right there, that's all I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah, I too loved the Clearly Canadian. I was much younger at the time, of course. I was a little kiddo. But whenever I would get it from our local gas station called The Pantry. And I would buy it from The Pantry, and I thought it was like the most sophisticated beverage you could ever hope to drink. I mean, it was water that was sparkling. It was sparkling water that tasted like chapstick. And it was magical to me. I would get my Clearly Canadian, and I would like lounge outside in my hammock, and I would like read a book that I was like way too young to be reading. And I would think myself like the most sophisticated 12-year-old that ever walked the earth.
Nice.
Yes.
But see, you went to the gas station and got it.
I did.
Now, I will tell you the price point on this thing for a single bottle at Meijer was $2.50. Yeah. I believe in the early 90s when I was drinking it, like 1991, 92, around there, it was like 79 cents.
Which was still kind of expensive for a beverage, though. Like, it was one of the pricier
it was.
Beverages to purchase. Because I remember my parents being like, really? Like, you're gonna spend your money on that? You're not gonna like buy candy and stuff like a normal kid? I'm like, no, I want Clearly Canadian.
90s Carrie would not be able to afford Clearly Canadian today.
Yes. I don't think 12-year-old Lauren would have been able to afford it either. Yeah.
But I will say two things. It tastes the same. The taste is the same. But I think the bottle is smaller. And I was also disappointed because the bottle had stick-on labels that I was used to enjoy peeling off. Mm-hmm. That was like a thing that I did. And it's just printed on now.
Oh.
But I got two cases coming to the house, so I'm pretty excited.
That's very exciting. I'm going to have to go seek some out myself.
Yes, you will. Lee, were you ever into the Clearly Canadian beverage craze?
I really wasn't. I was more of the Crystal Pepsi.
What? Oh my God, seriously? You liked Crystal Pepsi?
Well, okay, so you all have to understand, when I was growing up, me and my dad, I did pretty much everything my dad did. So my dad was obsessed with Pepsi. And I think that is why my teeth are staying to this day. Because when my teeth were coming in, I always wanted to drink Pepsi with my dad. But my mom was like, once they started to brown, because we don't think the enamel was actually solidified when they started to come in.
Oh, Jesus.
So my mom got me Crystal Pepsi to be like, my dad, I can still drink my off. Pepsi. Yeah. So I liked it, but I don't think it's something I would probably drink today. I don't drink a lot of pop. So, but yeah, I never really got into the whole like, I guess the sparkly fizzy water was above me, I guess.
Nice. I mean, you
should have come to my backyard and joined me in my hammock.
There you go.
We would have had a more sophisticated time.
I had a can of Crystal Pepsi. When Crystal Pepsi came out, and I'm going to tell this story just because it's our show. We do what we want.
Also,
and I'm going to
tell
it.
Also, we have no guests, so we can ramble on as long as we like. We're going to strap in, folks.
We're going to Led Zeppelin this and ramble on, baby. So I had it had just kind of come out, and you were hearing about it, right? And I had a friend who went out to Colorado, and you could get it in Colorado, and he brought me back a can of Crystal Pepsi, and I never opened it. And I actually think that I just threw it away a couple of years ago. So I had
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think I finally threw it away. But
that's
impressive.
Cool, though. It lasted that long.
Yeah, never drank it, never opened it, because I was like, oh, man, this is a collector's item.
Like so many things.
Exactly. But no, wow. Super, super, super stoked about the Clearly Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I am also stoked about it.
All right, Lauren, you had an interesting story today.
Yeah. Before we I had an interesting day,
you
I
have,
say.
But in particular, one story is just kind of above the rest of them.
Yeah, there was lots of misadventures and domestic hijinks that occurred to me today with, you know, just cleaning my house and having my kid and just, you know, living life. Lots of misadventures. But once I finally got her down for her nap, there's been something that's been, you know, a kind of a problem. Last week, I went to get my oil change at, and I won't name names because I don't want to call any businesses out, but we'll just call them Balbaline Delayed Liquid Exchange. Okay. So I went up to the old Balbaline, and I got my oil change because I'm a responsible adult. So got the oil change. They told me I needed my transmission flushed. I was like, yeah, I don't really know about things like that. So sure, you can tell me what I need. So I'm a sheep, lead me to slaughter. And the
Johnson rod's broken. You got to replace your Johnson rod over there.
Give me a new one. Give me four of them. More the better, right? So they did their thing. I went on, and of course there was like lots of cold weather. So I didn't think anything of it when my car started acting weird, because I was just like, well, it's the cold weather. And then today was not cold. Today was warm. So I was like, okay, my car is still doing this. It's still being herky-jerky whenever I start. It's like the shifting very harshly. It sounds and smells like it's getting ready to explode. Something is wrong. So I finally found the time to take it up back to Balbaline. I'm sorry. I said that name wrong. Anyway, take it back to those people. But first I was like, let's be smart. Let's call and make sure that I need to take this car in, make sure that this isn't just me. So I call, I get their lovely customer service on the phone, and they ask me my name. They ask my car. I tell them all my information, and they're like, okay, well, I see you here. I see that, your name, and you have a, Chevy Tahoe. Like, nope. Like I said, not a Chevy Tahoe. It's a Honda. And they're like, okay, all right. Our mistake. And they looked it up and they found the location. They were like, okay, here's the Hondas. Okay, your name is Susan Burns. Like,
nope.
No, wrong again. What? That is not my name. My name is Lauren, and that is not me. So they looked, you know, a little further and like, right. Beatrix Rogers, this is you. Like, no,
sure, that's a name.
I am also not Beatrix Rogers.
Beatrix Rogers drives a 1930 Studebaker or whatever.
Apparently she's got herself a nice Honda. But I was like, well, this is a mess. So they kept trying to figure out who I am. They're like, well, maybe it's under your husband's name. So they look under my husband's name. They're like, yes, they found him. And they say the kind of truck he drives. And I'm like, yes, you've actually finally found one of us. Good job, guys. And then they're like, okay, so this must be your car. It's a Kia Optima. I'm like, no, no, it is not. It is not a Kia. So after all this, they were like, okay, well, we can't find you in the system. Maybe this car is new. Like, no, it's a 2013. What? I don't drive new vehicles. And they're like, okay, maybe you got it used. I'm like, no, I actually bought this one new. And then after they argued with me for a little longer, I finally just gave up and went to the store, to which turns out they didn't put enough transmission fluid in my car. So I'd been driving around with low transmission fluid, and I probably destroyed my car. So yay, Monday.
Is it still work? Does the car still work?
Yeah, it still works, and it drives better now. So, and I've read online, because I obviously couldn't ask the lovely people at Balbaline, because who knows what they would have told me. But I did do some internet research, and apparently you can drive your car with low transmission fluid without, you know, completely destroying it for a little while. But, you know, who knows? So, thank you, Balbaline, and Delayed Liquid Exchange.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, Beatrix.
Yes.
That's what that's your new nickname.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Like, up in here.
Wow. Like, I really feel like they just started making up some Harry Potter shit and was like, here.
Yeah.
We're gonna magically wave our wand and say, here, this is you and you're gonna accept this. And
yeah, they would not accept reality that I was who I was saying I was and that I drove the car that I was saying I was driving.
So you missed your Toad's Wild Ride. Right.
Yes, it was super fun. It was a long, and it was after a morning that had already been trying.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why my voice is croaky, because I might have gone up an octave or two while talking to this woman.
I can't imagine why. Well, hopefully your car is okay, and I actually think that it probably is.
It probably is. It doesn't smell like burning anymore, so that's good.
That's a plus.
Well, that's a plus. Yep.
If any listeners want to weigh in just to tell us if you think Lauren's car is still A-okay.
Let me know if my car's gonna explode, guys. Help me out.
As you were telling that story, the CFO was trying to call, and I honestly thought about answering it. I totally should have.
He does again. You should.
I told him. I texted him and said, "We're recording. Don't call."
He knows where you are. You're always here.
I know. Day and time this is.
He doesn't remember. All right. So hopefully Lauren's car will not go the way of three people that we have to RIP. Hopefully it will not end up on the list next week.
Hopefully not.
So I've got one that I had to float from last week that we didn't get to.
Mm.
And it has nothing to do with boats or water.
Not a watery death.
No, not a watery death. And then two other ones. So the one from last week, RIP Clive Swift. Who was Richard on Keeping Up Appearances? Richard Bucket, the classic British TV show Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah.
It's on PBS. I love that show.
Watched a bit of it.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
I love that. It's a good show. So I had to RIP him because I like that show. Lee, I know you'll probably have something to say about this one. RIP Frank Robinson, first African-American manager in baseball and the only player to win the MVP in the NL and AL. And he was a manager. I love the story. He's a manager at Cleveland.
Yeah.
He goes to give them the lineup card, and he had inserted himself into the lineup because that's when managers could still be players, player manager.
Yep.
He goes to bat first at bat, hits a home run.
Yeah.
Good choice.
So, Lee, any thoughts on him?
Oh, no. He was just a fantastic player, person, just all-around awesome man for the game. And, you know, he played for a lot of teams, and he played for both the Reds and the Indians. But I think he meant a little bit more to Cleveland than Cincinnati, but whatever.
Yeah, he played for Baltimore.
I'm a little biased, but no, he's fantastic baseball human, so he will be missed for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And he played for Baltimore too, I believe.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I think that's right. All right, so finally, RIP Albert Finney, who was an actor. He played Daddy Warbucks in Annie in the 80s. Yeah.
Wow, he was still alive.
Right?
That's how a lot of these are. It's like, wow. Yeah,
so
good for them.
So RIP those people, and hopefully not Lauren's car.
Yes.
So thank you for your contributions to society. We appreciate that. Salute. All right. You know, I wonder what do we want to do? We want to do Valentine's Day, or we want to do sports? Valentine's Day or sports? It's our show. We do what we want here.
I don't know. It's seasonally appropriate.
Lee, what do you want to do?
Love is in the air.
We can always do both.
Well, no, we're going to do both, but what do you want to do next?
Oh, do first? Oh, get the Valentine's Day shit out of the way.
All right. We'll do that. All right. So first of all, yes, it is going
to
be
spoiler as to her opinion on that.
Spoiler. Well, if you couldn't get the sarcasm in my voice.
Lee's leaving it. So we are like a couple of days out from Valentine's Day, and it's our feelings on this particular, and I use air quotes, holiday are pretty well known in most parts. I'm not a huge fan. Lee's not a fan. Lauren,
take it or leave it.
Lauren's fencing it. But I felt like we had to talk about it just a little bit. So, Lee, you'll be interested to know that Kentucky is rated the fifth worst state for single adults. So, congratulations.
Oh, man.
I didn't have to have a survey to tell me that, but I'm just glad I'm validated in my understanding of my singleness. So,
blame Kentucky.
Blame the state. Blame the area.
That's exactly what it is. That's what we're going to blame the state.
It's not you. It's awesome. The state. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So we've all come up with this Valentine's crap or whatever, but I kind of wanted to just maybe tell a few stories that you have, best, worst. Could be a date story, could be a gift that you got, or something that you wish you had gotten, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, Lauren, I'm going to start with you.
Well, you know, I've been married and with my husband for a very long time, so I don't have too terribly many stories. But I will say that one, and it was near Valentine's Day, I don't think it was on Valentine's Day, but a friend of mine in high school, she had been in a relationship for a really long time and asked me to go out with her just to hang out, because I often was the third wheel on their dates. And so she asked me to third wheel for this particular date. We went to Olive Garden, which we did frequently. Nice. So I was like, yeah, and why not? So I went with them, and there was like this other guy that they brought. And I was like, oh, he's third wheeling too. That's nice. That's nice that, you know, Alan was the dude's name. Then Alan brought a friend. His name was Doug. I was like, oh, cool. Good for Alan for bringing a friend as well. And so like we went through the whole meal, and like, this guy kept trying to talk to me, and I didn't have anything in common with this guy. So I was just like, yeah, nice, trying to be polite. But really, I was there to talk to my friend. So I was just sort of like, I didn't want to intrude on him and Alan's, you know, bromance either. So then, you know, the end of the meal comes and the check comes, and they're like, okay, so you two and you two. And I'm like, no, never. Not that guy. I don't even know him. And that, because I was like, he doesn't want to be associated with me, with the assumptions. And yeah, turns out I was on a date and I didn't know it. So.
Nice.
Oops.
Whoops.
Yeah. I ended up dating the guy for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Turns out blind that I probably should have gone with my instinct of passing on that one.
Gotcha.
He was kind of a creep. But
all right. So any best, worst Valentine's gifts?
I don't know. My husband gets me, every year he gets me chocolate covered grapes from Old Kentucky Chocolates.
Nice.
Yes.
Which he gets me the chocolate strawberries too frequently, which are good. But I'm going to tell you where it's at, the chocolate covered grapes. Dark chocolate specifically.
They are
amazing. They're so good. And yeah, that's probably like the thing that I look forward to for Valentine's Day the most.
All right. Yeah, those sound delicious.
They are.
And that's like a seasonal thing, too. Like, they don't do them, like, year-round, I don't think.
No, not the grapes.
Yeah,
I think they do
grapes.
The strawberries pretty much any time. Yep. But the grapes are a rare treat.
I've seen the grapes a lot more than the strawberries anymore, honestly.
Oh, really?
Really?
Huh.
I guess maybe because they're so good, they do them more often.
They've kind of brought those into popularity a little bit. They have a new location in Hamburg now.
They do. They do.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, so, Lee, you got to have something.
No, I think that is the saddest part about all this. I don't even have any stories. No, not really. I mean, worst part was, I do remember one time, it really wasn't for Valentine's Day. It was around the day. And I think he knew that I absolutely hate Valentine's Day.
Mm.
So he was trying to be cute, like not on the day to be cute that he remembered that I hated it. And brought me like those dyed flowers.
Oh yeah,
all those colored ones.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm all for color and all, but I'm like,
those feel gas station esque.
Well, yeah, like I'm like, we've all got jobs, right? Like, if you buy me like one tulip or one rose or something, that's a little bit better than like the dyed daisies that had eventually stained a vase that I had.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Wow.
Gas station carnation.
Gas station.
I don't want to know what toxicity was in that dye then, Lord, if it stained a vase.
Oh,
jeez. Well, all right.
That's about all I got, because I don't even have stories, because that's how sad my life is.
Aww.
Aww. Everybody just take a big old aww.
Fifth worst state for single adults. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
it's rough here in Kentucky, you guys.
Yeah, I don't.
Living proof.
I actually don't have too many myself, to tell you the truth. I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I have a grudge going back to high school when, you know, you were buying those, that people would buy each other roses.
Sending the roses.
Yeah, and I never got one.
Oh, I hated those too.
Ever in my 4 years of high school, never got one.
Oh,
so,
actually, I do have a story that's just real quick because of high school. You brought this up. I blocked the shit out and you brought it up because you said high school. you know, like they did those like Cupid things that you got to fill out like all those things about you, and then you got to pay for like your top 10.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Every time I would get all the nerdy weirdos in my class, and I'm like, and I would get a bunch of freshmen. I remember my senior year, I only got freshmen. I was like, if this isn't pedophilic, I don't know what it is, because I am 18 and there are 14-year-olds on my list.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's
yeah.
not cool.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Well,
yeah. Okay. Sorry. You didn't brought that up. That was a harboring back in the depths of my mind.
Well, apparently we're all harboring high school grudges, but no. So, and honestly, I guess one of the worst dates I ever had, I'll just tell this real quick, and then we're actually going to move on to some sports. Was the fact that this guy asked me out, and it was in college, and Joe Bologna's is a pizza place that's down off of Limestone. And I was living in Blanding Low Rise at the time, which is not. It's probably about, what, a half mile walk to Joe Bologna's?
Yeah, it's pretty far.
So, you know, I wasn't going to drive. There was no Uber. There was anything like that. And it was like, it was almost below zero out.
Yeah.
And I walked all the way to Joe Bologna's.
Shoo.
Ate and walked all the way back to the dorm in the freezing cold. And it sucked.
Nice.
Yeah, it sucked.
That's awful.
Yeah, it sucked. So, there you go. So, it sucks to Valentine's Day.
It's overrated.
It's for people who are just newly dating and teenagers, and that's...
Although I will say, devil's advocate, real quick.
Okay.
Real quick, devil's advocate. For us folks that have been married for a really long time, who have kids, who maybe get wrapped up in our day-to-day lives, like, I don't know, our vacuum cleaner explodes all over our dining room, and we have to re-vacuum the entire house. Not that that happened to me today. But that we get wrapped up in our own lives, that we don't really take time to, I guess, pay attention to our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is a nice reminder to, like, do something nice for your significant other, be it dinner or just buying them a box of chocolates. It is a nice reminder.
All right. That's fair enough. The CFO and I's problem is we always float everything. We're like, yeah, we'll float it. We'll float it.
But see, you
we'll
float it, though. You do at some point.
No, we don't. We never end up doing it.
Oh, you guys are nice to each other. I've seen you be nice.
It happens. All right. So speaking of nice.
Blind squirrel. It's fine.
It's true. So speaking of nice, you know, you thought football was over once the Super Bowl was done. Well, it ain't. Because
it's awesome.
Brand new league just started this past weekend. It's the AAF for short. It's the American Alliance of Football. There are, I'm blanking on how many teams there are. There's a team in Orlando, Birmingham, San Antonio, or I don't know. Anyway, there's several teams throughout the country.
Yeah.
And it's a 10-week season. It ends in April. There are a lot of former NFL coaches, that kind of thing, that are coaching this. It's serious football. I'm kind of excited about it. I watched Saturday night the debut. There are slight rules changes. So, like, one of the rules changes is no kickoffs or extra points. So the teams just get the ball at the 25.
Hmm.
So they don't kick off, and there's no extra point. You have to go for two every time.
Which
is kind of
cool. I love.
Yes.
I like.
And then they've got this Lee, and this is kind of what everybody's been talking about, is the Sky Judge.
Yes. Yes. I didn't really read up on it, but it's basically you get to sit in on what they talk about, right?
Well, no. So basically what the Sky Judge is this dude who's there, I think, and he actually gets to possibly overturn player safety call issues and stuff like that. And then in like the 5 minutes, like within 5 minutes of each quarter, I think, and again, somebody correct me on this if I'm wrong, I can't remember all the rules, I didn't write them down, but like, so he could have overturned, the Sky Judge would have had the ability to overturn that non-pass interference call in the New Orleans game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's like an oversight or whatever. And if he sees something that, like you said, is player safety or, yeah, I, I've, again, you got to forgive me. My head's getting a little crazy away from me, but I remember reading what the rules changes were, and that was one of them, was the sky judge.
And, yeah. And people seemed to really, but you know what? It seemed like to me in watching it on Saturday that it's actually an experimental laboratory for the NFL. Because some of these rules changes, like the kickoff thing, the NFL's been talking about doing away with kickoffs for like 2 years.
But they've been toying with that for a while.
Right. And so they're actually implementing it in this league. And I think if it works in this league, you may see it come to the NFL sooner rather than later.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. My big question is, and I'm telling you, there's less flags too. There are definitely, because they're the quarterback.
That got leveled.
Oh, my God. He got leveled.
But it was a legal hit.
It was, but it would have been flagged in the NFL.
Well, that's what. Well, time out. No, it wouldn't have. Baker Mayfield would not have gotten flagged.
Oh,
Tom
good
Brady
Lord.
He would have got the flag. But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, here again, we have different rules for different quarterbacks.
The bottom line is,
because of whatever.
I felt like the refs in this league kept the flags in their pockets for the inaugural
weekend
anyway.
They did, and I thought
anyway.
It was actually pretty cool.
Well, okay, and I'll tell you what else. Well, the ref uniforms suck. The ref uniforms are absolutely atrocious looking.
Black and white stripes?
Oh, they are.
They're not great.
They look like they got this weird brawl looking thing on the front. It's weird.
Ew. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
It's almost like they got heart monitors on or something.
I don't even know. But I think one of the best things in the whole entire league is the fact that Steve Spurrier is coaching Orlando, and he Spurriered up that game. He Spurriered up the inaugural game. They won 40-6, and I love it.
That's brutal.
But it's going to be interesting to me going forward with this because there are a lot of players who actually did get drafted who this didn't make the cut in the NFL. So, you know, there's legit players. It's basically regular football. There's no super weird rules or anything like that.
No.
And the inaugural weekend was it had really high ratings. Now, that's the inaugural weekend.
Yep.
Are people, do you think, and I'm going to pose this to both of you, even though, Lauren, I know you didn't watch it at all or whatever, but that's okay.
No, but I do find it fascinating.
But the question is, are people going to stick with it? That's my question. Because, you know, people say, oh, man, football, we want football, more football, more football, more football. But do they really want that? I'm going to be interested to see. Lee, I'm going to start with you.
It'll be interesting to see what ends up happening because, like you said, and with everything that everybody wants, a bunch of football and everything else, I'd say as long as it stays competitive and it stays a little bit on the side of flags in the pockets, calls are getting corrected, you know, what the fans want, I think it'll stick around for a little while. Now, if you're going to have something in there where here comes the overarching league saying this, this, and this, I mean, I'd say people give on it, up on it real quick. But I think the way it stands right now, I think it'll stick around for a while.
All right. Lauren, what do you think?
Well, the only thing I really have to compare this to is Lexington's food scene, actually.
Okay.
Which, Lexington, we love new things here. Like, if their new restaurant opens, it will be packed out the door the first night. And that will be about how it is for the first couple months while people all go to the new place. And then, if it's good, people go back. If not, people lose interest. And I don't know if this is good enough. Maybe people will keep watching. Maybe people will stay interested. But if it's not, if it's, you know, not quite what they're looking for, if it's not quite what they're craving with football, I don't know. I could see this, you know, fizzling in a few years.
I think that is a good analogy. I like that analogy. Mm-hmm. Food and football. I mean, you can't go wrong, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I read an article the other day about how this league and the XFL that's going to start next year actually have a pretty fighting chance now to both be relevant because sports betting is now legal in all of the United States.
That's true.
And that's possibly what's going to keep these leagues afloat. For sure.
It's totally fair.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see because I actually enjoyed watching the first weekend of games. So we'll see.
Good deal.
But yeah, if you haven't heard of it, if you haven't seen it, definitely totally check it out. It's on CBS too. And like Kurt Warner was doing some commentary and I don't know. So CBS trying to pull out all the stops and excuse me, I just speaking of pulling out all the stops, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, hey.
Speaking of pulling out all the stops, it is time for the GBS News of the Weird. Dateline, the internet / Great Britain. Online store sells a $650 thought box that you put over your head to just think. The thought box is a $650 cardboard and fabric box that you put over your head that lets you enjoy some personal space anywhere. Just have a seat on the included thought stool and put the box over your head and use the earplugs that come with it to detach from everything around you. The thought box is made in Great Britain and consists of a cardboard and fabric box, an internal plastic helmet that can be adjusted to fit the user's head.
That's considerate.
Earplugs and 5 interchangeable colored fabric filters to suit your mood. It also comes with a thought stool made from solid beech wood. Right?
Luxurious.
The Forum Emporium, which sells the box, says that the thought box is intended as a personal space in which the user can simply think and promote mental efficiency. It is a limited edition item, however. The website says it only has 10 units in stock. So $650. Lauren, what do you think?
I mean, for $650, you can think all the thoughts you want. That's a bargain, guys. No, that's insane. That's terrible. If you buy that and you stick that thing on your head, I hope you think about how much you've messed up your life to come to this point. That's terrible. No.
Lee, thoughts on the thought box?
I think I need something else to tell me what to think on days. I mean, seriously, like, what are we coming up with that, like, we can't think for ourselves? We need something to tell us how to think?
Well, but no, you need the personal space, right? So in the world of open offices and that kind of thing, you've got to be able to shut out the world and put a box on your head.
Can't you just go to the toilet or something?
I tell people to get the F out of my office. See, I would totally
everybody
miss that opportunity
up to
tell people to leave me the F alone.
I could think of so many other things to do with $650.
No joke.
I mean, really. And you could make one cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, we have a craft studio, Create Art and Play. You can come down and we will help you make a thought box.
That should be your all's next.
Hey. We should make thought boxes.
Definitely you should make thought boxes because you all are making, you're doing wood string craft.
We
right?
are. We're doing string art. And if you're listening and you're in the Lexington area, you can sign up. We still have some spots available for our Fusion Brewing craft event. And I believe we will have some more string art events in the future. So sign on up.
Yeah, and possibly Thought Box too.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Get you thinking on.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
All right. This next story, I had to do this just because of Valentine's Day coming up. So Dateline, Houston, Texas. Dating service matches people based on their DNA compatibility. Faramore is a unique dating service that matches people by chemical compatibility by analyzing and comparing their DNA. For $29.99, which is a lot less than $650.
That's true.
The company will ship users a DNA kit containing a swab that they have to return for analysis after swabbing the inside of their cheek. Faramore will then analyze the samples and sequence 11 genes allegedly linked to attraction, and then they compare the results with others in its database to determine chemical compatibility. The company then sends the user 3 potential matches in their area with their photos blurred every day, each graded from 0 to 100 based on estimated compatibility. Faramore's approach is based on the concept of pheromones, thus the name.
Yeah, sounds like Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Chemical substances produced and released into the environment that can affect the behavior and physiology of other individuals of a certain species. The existence of human pheromones is heavily contested by most scientists. The DNA-based dating service encourages users to also link their social media profiles with its dedicated app, thus allowing an algorithm to data mine for personality traits and mutual interest to increase the chances of finding a great match. Pheromone-based dating has been done before. In 2014, pheromone parties were popular casual events that allowed people to sniff out the perfect partner by smelling what? Bags full of strangers' worn clothes. Aww. And if any clothes smelled right, then you met the wearer. So, Lee, is this something you're willing to try out?
Hell no. Look, I can understand the whole smell thing. I get it. Like, if a guy wears a certain good cologne, I'm like, hey, you've got good taste. But, no. See, this is another thing. Just like with the ancestry stuff, they're going to put your stuff in the system. And whenever you actually break the law over the slightest thing, they're going to have your DNA on file.
You and mine.
All these other people that, like, if my brother or sister or somebody commits a crime, they're going to be like, oh, well, that person is a familiar match. Hello. Like, come on, people. Don't be stupid here. Like,
so you'd rather be single than have your DNA in a database?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Right. That's just weird.
Lauren?
Well, I don't mind really having my DNA in a database. I guess I can have that. Yeah, whatever. What am I doing with it? But I just, it's the idea of trying to, like, match someone based on DNA. I mean, like, people are so much more than just, like, your genetic string. It's, you know, your experiences, your life, your circumstances, you know, what favorite food do you have? What beer do you like? What restaurants do you like to go? What sports teams do you root for? I mean, it's much more complicated than that. And obviously, since they have social media algorithms for that, they probably take that in consideration.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a cheat.
Well, first of all, they think they'd blur out their pictures. How are you supposed to know them then if you're supposed to link your socials up anyway? If they blur it out, how do you know that that's them?
The article didn't say.
I guess it's direct message maybe once you find the one.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah, I think that the DNA thing is a gimmick just to get you in the door. And then, you know, the real match comes with the data algorithm thing.
Yeah, which is just the same as if you used any other dating site.
Now, the one thing I will say about this for myself is praise Jeebus that I don't have to try things like this.
This is true. This is true.
Right. Sorry, Lee.
I ain't trying shit.
I know.
Either somebody's going to find me or else I'm just going to be sitting around doing nothing. So
drinking your hot toddies.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Yep. So that is going to do it for this week's edition of News of the Weird. Okay. So you know what time it is. It is time to play Take It or Leave It. Now, Lee, Take It or Leave It is a little game that we like to play at the end of every show. So I'm going to give you a rundown of some topics. They could be pop culture or sports related, a variety of different topics. If you're taking the topic, gay topic, go topic, you like the topic. If you're leaving the topic, sucks to the topic, you never want to hear about this topic again. So are you ready?
So what you're saying is, if I like it, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I think you got the idea, Lee.
All right. Okay. We're gonna start with a sports topic that's actually coming up this weekend, as of recording this show. Anyway, the Daytona 500. Lauren, are you taking the Daytona 500? Or are you leaving it?
Well, considering my recent car woes, I don't know. I don't think that I want to watch any cars go around and around in a circle. It just will bring up bad feelings, so I'm gonna leave that.
All right, Lee.
I will probably end up watching the last couple laps. It's hard for me to really get into NASCAR, so I always like the last couple laps because there's always something crazy that ends up happening in it, so that's about it for me. I'm not an avid watcher.
Yeah, I used to be, you know, back in the 90s, and then when Dale died, I can't do it anymore. They've changed the format, and I don't like any of the drivers. I don't even know them, and most of them are, I don't like their personalities anyway, and yeah, so I'm with you, Lee. I think that I'll probably tune in, like, the last couple of laps to see, like, the giant major wrecks that happen, but otherwise, sadly,
it's always something.
And it kind of makes me sad to say that I'm going to have to leave it, because I was a pretty faithful watcher of NASCAR back in the day, but just not anymore. All right, this is a Valentine's related one. The El Paso Zoo will name a cockroach after your ex and then feed it to a meerkat on Facebook Live on Valentine's Day. So Lee, are you going to take that or leave it?
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take that. That is fantastic. Maybe I should do that. Maybe somebody needs to get me one of them.
Well, I think you just go on the El Paso Zoo's Facebook page, and I think you just sign up. Like, it doesn't cost anything.
Nice.
Oh, we can totally put this up. I can't make the name because that would just be rude and put it on our site. But yeah. Everybody would know, so that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren.
There you go. Yeah, I'm totally taking this. Anything that brings attention to zoos and wildlife, and yeah, that's that. All that's great. And you know, meerkats gotta eat, so why not if it's, you know, named after your ex?
All right, fair enough. I'm taking it. It seems like more and more like you're getting a lot of this kind of anti-Valentine's Day stuff events that are coming along, more so than you're getting the actual Valentine's Day events.
That's true. Galentine's and such and so forth.
Yeah. Galentine's Day. That's a great episode.
Yeah.
Parks and Recreation. Check it out. Yeah. So I'm totally taking it. I like it. It's fun. And yeah, brings awareness to meerkats and RIP all the cockroaches. So
yeah.
Love it.
They're too tasty.
All right. This is a Kentucky sports related thing, but I had to put it on here because I know I know what I'm going to do with this. So game day, college game day, ESPN's basketball college game day, which is borderline unwatchable in my opinion, but they're coming back to Lexington. They were here a couple of weeks ago for the Kansas game. They're coming back for the Tennessee game, but they are having game day, not at Rupp Arena, but at Memorial Coliseum. So Lee, are you taking or leaving this?
I'm going to take it because in all reality, that's where basketball in Kentucky started. And anybody that is a fan of the team should understand that, yeah, Rupp Arena is Rupp Arena, but they started in that building.
Well, they started in alumni gym across the street, but I take your point on that. Yeah,
that's still like a Memorial's still a functioning gym.
And it's iconic.
And the women play there. And the women play there.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, I feel like there should be three games that the men play there because that would only be fair that the women play at Rupp Arena. So I think the men should play at Rupp three times a year.
At Memorial,
Because, I mean, again, everybody associates Memorial with Kentucky, and I think it's a great thing because I think it'll be a much better atmosphere there.
Oh, it totally will, yeah. Because it only holds, I can't
8,500.
Yeah, I was going to say 9,000, but 8,500, so as opposed to 24,000.
Right,
so, Lauren, are you taking it or leaving it?
Oh, I'm totally taking this. It's a much more, like you said, you know, it's still a big, you know, venue. It's a, you know, it's a venue that will fit the game, but it is a much more intimate venue, and I think it's gonna play a lot better on TV and play a lot better for the people who get to go to it. And yeah, it's on UK's campus. It's completely UK's facility. Unlike Rupp Arena, which, you know, is used for Disney on Ice and things like that.
Right.
So, you know.
I'm totally taking it. I think the crowd that gets in there is going to be super way more pumped than they were in Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
It is going to be a more intimate setting. So I really like the fact that they are doing this. Okay. Lee, I know your feelings on this topic, but I'm just going to say it anyway. The Grammys.
Suck it, Grammys. I'm so sick of the Grammys. I mean, to be honest, the show, for what it was a whatever. The Post Malone Red Hot Chili Pepper collaboration was horrific. It was a train wreck. It was the most ridiculous thing. I was like, what the hell am I watching? But I loved Alicia Keys as the host. She was great. Her playing two pianos at once, phenomenal. But again, you're totally missing an entire genre of music and rock. And then you completely, Vinnie Paul, one of the all-time great drummers in the rock world, completely left him off of the RIPs.
Yeah, it's
like,
ridiculous.
Are we serious?
Yeah.
And the person that won in the rock category, they were in alternative. Like, that is not rock music, and that's not heavy metal. Like, I'm sorry, if you're either did it right or don't acknowledge the genre at all, because all these people, Hailstorm, the Fever 333, really should have needed to win that award, but whatever. I can't stand the Grammys and rock music. They don't even know what it is.
You're leaving it. Leave it. Lauren?
Seems like. Normally I leave any kind of award show. I think it's just, you know, people in the industry excuse to pat themselves on the back and wear really expensive dresses and, you know, get lots of photos taken of them and clog up my news feed. But I did like some of the choices that they made this year at the Grammys. I did like that Alicia Keys hosted it. I thought that was cool. I thought that was something different. But, you know, overall, I didn't watch it. I caught some highlights. But, you know, maybe in a few years it'll actually get interesting. We'll see.
Yeah, miss me with those hand-me-a-trophy award shows. And I pretty much don't. I'm not a huge fan of today's music anyway.
Yeah.
And God, no.
Lord.
I don't know what a Cardi B is.
Well, I'm going to leave that dress. Oh, my God. I'm going to leave that dress she was in. That was, wow.
Was that a dress?
Yeah, it was something. I think it
was. Is that what we're allowed to call that? That's what I said about the whole night.
That's what passes for fashion these days.
The only thing I was excited about was the whole Dolly Parton.
I did catch that. Oh, yeah. But you know, Dolly's
cool that Miley Cyrus is her goddaughter. Like, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I actually like her now that she's like not super crazy anymore. But that was about it.
Yeah. So I'm leaving it too. But sticking with some music, I guess we'll stick in this music category, whatever. Aldi. The grocery store chain,
yeah, mm-hmm.
is selling limited time 80s hits themed cheeses. So
I saw them.
Did you see this, Lee?
Yeah.
So it's like,
that was awesome.
I don't say it's would like pour some Gouda on me or something. You know, yeah, like
Depeche Moldy Blue Cheese,
something like that. Yeah, but they're 80s songs cheeses. So Lee, are you taking or leaving this?
Oh heck yes, I'm taking it, and it's awesome. I read them all, and they're so great. I think that's very, very good marketing.
Lauren,
I'm trying to think of cheese puns now. Just like New Kids on the Block of Cheddar. I don't know. It's more 90s, but you know,
89 is,
but I like that it's, you know, 80s theme. That's fun. But, you know, you don't need any gimmicks to sell me cheese. I love cheese.
And that's a good point. You really don't need gimmicks to sell me cheese either. I love cheese, but I do love the 80s, and I do love hair metal and all that kind of stuff. So I like the cheesy, you know what I'm saying? Like it's 80s cheese.
Oh, you
cheesy.
Did not.
I did. I just did. I totally did. Okay.
Wow.
Kannapolis, the Kannapolis Intimidators, who are a minor league single A baseball team, are getting ready to rebrand and change their name. Now, they are named basically in honor of Dale Earnhardt, mm-hmm. Who was, you know, known as the Intimidator. And it's got some people up in arms that they're getting ready to rebrand and change their names. Or change their name, not names, name. Lee, are you taking or leaving this?
I'm leaving this. That's almost sacrilegious. I mean, the Intimidators are iconic. I mean, people know who they are. Like, why would you do away with the name? I'm very confused by this, because I hadn't read about this. So, I don't know why you would change the name that everyone knows who you are. It's very odd.
So you're leaving it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely leaving this.
All right, Lauren?
And Intimidator is a cool name. Like, it's not like they were just the Dale Earnhardts, which would be kind of...
Or the threes or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of moi. But, like, Intimidators, like, that's cool. And I could see them, like, maybe refreshing the branding and, like, trying out a new logo or maybe a new mascot even. But, yeah, scrapping it all together, I think that they wasted that a bit.
I'm kind of on the fence on this because, like, I get maybe wanting to rebrand and even rename because Dale died in 98. So, you know, it's been a little while. And, you know, teams do change logos and that kind of thing. But, Lee, I totally get where you're coming from, too, and myself, who was a huge Dale Earnhardt fan and still has, like, Dale Earnhardt memorabilia at my house. Why not just stick with it as an homage to the guy? So
yeah, like I said, like Lauren, I like thinks Lauren's right. Like, there's nothing wrong with redoing a logo or making it a little bit more updated for the times, but completely redoing, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll see where that goes. All right, so we've been talking about beverages. It's kind of been a theme, right? So I'm going to end with this beverage, take it or leave it. Coke is launching a new flavor February 25th, orange vanilla. It's been in Canada already. Lauren, are you taking or leaving Coke new flavor orange vanilla?
I mean, it's going to taste like Pledge probably. So it's going to be bad. It's not, there's no way it's going to be good. If I'm going to drink a Coke, I'm just going to drink a classic, regular, full sugar, regular old Coca-Cola. That's what I'm going to drink.
Okay.
So, I don't need all these fancy sodas.
Lee?
I think my mom's going to take this, but I'm going to leave it. Again, I don't drink a lot of pop. But I think that's more of like a dreamsicle type thing that they're trying to go with. But no, not for me. No, thank you.
All right. I'm kind of fencing this because I was always a huge fan of Vanilla Coke. And in fact, when I used to go to a lot of shows back in the day, and especially weekday shows that I had to drive to like Louisville or whatever, mm-hmm. my staple go-to to stop at the gas station to get gas was a Vanilla Coke and a dark Milky Way candy bar.
Yum.
Like that was my thing. That was my jam. I was like Vanilla Coke. But I don't know about the addition of the orange.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a chance. So I'm not completely leaving it.
Like I said, it's like a dreamsicle type thing, but with a Coke taste. I don't know.
I'm going to fence it for now. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's Take It or Leave It. Lee, thanks so much for playing.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime, guys.
Good having you.
So how was your hot toddy?
Oh, it was really, really good. I don't know if you could tell by my ranting. It's gone.
I could tell.
But I mean, on a day like this that you just want to be inside because it's gross and nasty, it's a great thing to have.
Well, there you go. Ringing endorsement. Fill it up to the E. Lauren?
And I'll tell you what, I was a little concerned about the, because all I had in the house was rum. I don't know where all the whiskey went, but now all the rum's gone. So now I feel like
I think that all the rum's went.
I think the whiskey.
I saw the rum gone.
I think the whiskey went the same place as the rum.
Probably. Yeah,
they're together now.
Yes.
But they're together in my belly. But no, I think the honey really masked the taste and that's what helped it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's dangerous.
Sounds like a good beverage there. So the Breckenridge Brewing Vanilla Porter was exactly what it promised. It was a good standard porter, and it had like a little bit of a hint of vanilla. So it was nice, and you could taste the vanilla. It wasn't one of those beverages that has, you know, in the big letters on the bottle that it has like, you know, a special ingredient, and then it doesn't. It actually does taste like vanilla, and it's pleasantly so, not in a overpowering chemically kind of way. Yeah. So a good beverage, and I would totally get that again.
There you go. What'd you think of the Oak Spire Bourbon Barrel Ale from New Belgium?
It was really good. It was a very good drink. It did not terribly taste of bourbon, but I guess it was more like reminiscent of bourbon. It had like some vanilla-y, caramely flavor maybe on the back end. But it if I didn't know it was bourbon from you telling me, I wouldn't have thought bourbon.
I didn't get any bourbon off of it. I didn't get any vanilla. I didn't get any caramel. I didn't get any of that. I basically just got a standard kind of darker ale.
Yeah.
Like, I really was not feeling the bourbon in this one at all.
But it was good. It wasn't bad to drink.
It was all right. But you know, I think if you're looking for a bourbon barrel ale, maybe
not that one.
Maybe not this one.
But if you're looking for just kind of like something that was wafted near a bourbon barrel and maybe makes you think of it once you, you know, read a bit about bourbon, yeah, sure, why not?
Or listen to the Bourbon Bad Opinions
That's
podcast.
True.
Well, I tell you what, this swallow will tell me. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And actually, I think by swallow, they meant the
bird
on the
there
can.
There is a bird.
There is a bird on the can. But
it is a red bird, which is not the color of a swallow.
This is true, but it doesn't have any teeth. That's
true.
That's a
plus. So at least it's not fictitious.
Right. So the Narragansett Autocrat Coffee Milk Stout, and it's only 5.5%, so it's pretty low ABV on this.
Yeah.
It was definitely super drinkable. If you like this kind of, if you like a coffee milk stout, had just a hint of coffee, wasn't overpoweringly coffee-y, I thought it was pretty well balanced, and it delivered what it promised.
Nice.
So the swallow told me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I'm glad it told you something.
I know, right?
Get a lot of information from that swallow.
You totally can. All right. Well, you know what? Well, Lee, God, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate having you.
Hey, anytime, ladies. I'm free almost every Monday.
I really hope maybe you can actually be in person next week.
Yeah. Happy recovery.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
Get well soon.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think that is going to do it to it. or something.
Oh,
Swallow told her.
That Swallow's really gotten to her.
Swallow's telling me to hit the music, which I'm going to do right now. Maybe. There we go. And as always, you can find us at GRLS Beer Sports on the Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. We are on the Barn Burner Network. We are on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We are on Spreaker. We're on iHeartRadio. GirlsBeerSports@gmail.com. And Google us. We're out there. And as always, we will see you next week. See you.
Bye.
Bye.